Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Beshalach. Shoivim Shabbos Shira, Shoivim Tu B'Shvat. We'll try to connect a little bit. Bli Neder Be'ez Hashem. Tov Shin Pei Aleph L'Nishmei L'Nishmas. Rochel Perbas of Moshe. And the Tzchus for Shlema for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Pesor Shchoi Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Olah Shemayim of Meir Apta, one of the early Talmidim of the Chayz of Lublin. Perek Yudal Pasik Beis. Da'aber B'nei Yisrael V'yashu V'yachnu L'fnei Pi Achiros Be'midol V'nayam L'fnei Ba'atzor Nichnu Sachnu Al'yam. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that they should settle in certain places over here. And then there's a Chassidus Shavort brought down from the Orla Shemaim. Says he reads it homiletically. Obviously, it's not Pashup Shat, but he reads it as follows. V'yashuvu, when a person does tshuva, v'yachanu l'fnei piyachiros, then they'll feel like a free person. Someone who feels like their neshama is controlling their life. Then your neshama, your yetzer tov, is controlling your yourself. Not your guf, but your yetzer tov. You got shuvu, you do tshuva. Then v'yachanu l'fnei piyachiros, then you'll be zocha to be a ben chayrin. Mishnah Perek Yelos tells us the Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Mami from Asas Emes, last week's Parsha. Pasuk says, by Tzim Vayelos, Ayadech Almanti Yatoros Hashem Beficha. So the Asas Emes says that every single Jew not only has Yisiyas Mitzrayim on Pesach, but every single day. And we have to do it B'maisa, B'machshava, B'dibor. V'hayelot Tufos B'nei Necho, that refers to Machshava. But when it comes to Maisa, Ayadech, Tfilin, your deeds have to be good, and your dibur has got to be Torah Hashem beficha. This is what the Rabban the Tzvasim says. How do we become a free person at Sias Mitzrayim? B'chol yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh halacha b'shiva shemal. Every single good day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh halachas in the new world and on the upper worlds. Ken osias haTorah chachukim b'chol nevesh Yisrael meschadshim b'chol yom. So too, the Torah that's implanted on every Jewish soul is mechadesh every single day, and it's our job every single day to mechadesh ourselves. Ken tzarech ha'odam mechadesh hiluch b'avodas habori b'chol yom. Through Torah, you have to connect ourselves. You have to do tshuva. And how do we do tshuva? How do we leave the Siyas Mitzrayim every single day? Says as Falsem as Daku through Torah, and I thought this very much connects to the Olah Shemayim. The Yeshuvu, the Yachanu v'Nei Piachiros. You don't do tshuva, then you become Ben Chayrin, then you become Torah, and that's what the Falsem says. You see the Mitzrayim, Machshava Machzadiva or Daku through the Torah, Kedosh Daku, the Lima Torah, and living Torah as the Torah Jew. Beautiful Olah Shemayim. Falsem is moving on to Din number 2. Din number 2 comes to Maral Diskin, who just his yard site, the end of Teves, but we'll say the Torah again, such a beautiful Torah. Perek Yidal, Pasuk Gimel, the next Pasuk. You've said this before, but it bears repeat again. This is the reason actually why I bought the Maral Diskin, for this Vort. Amar Paro b'nei Yisrael, nevuchemem be'eretz togar aleim ha-midbar. So Paro saw that they made this turn back into the Midbar, and he said, oh, maybe they got lost. Paro b'nei Yisrael, there were no Jews left there. So Rashi says, al b'nei Yisrael, about b'nei Yisrael. But says the Maral Diskin, look at the Targum Yonason. The Targum Yonason says, no, there were two Jews left. And who are those two Jews left that didn't leave in Parshas Bo last week? It was Dasan and Aviram. Says the says Maral Diskin. And how did they get back to Klal Yisrael? Because you know the whole story they got with Korach. Right? They were part of Korach's rebellion. So how did they get from Mitzrayim back to Klal Yisrael? Says the Maral Diskin, we know Dasan and Aviram. We always think that they were bad. And they were bad. But they had one good thing about them. And who were they? They were the Shoitrim. Shemashu Atzman Ayisov, Esov L'machos, Kidilhok Avonim Al B'nei Yisrael. We know that the Zekanim, the Nisim, were the ones who took the beating. They took the beating of Klal Yisrael. And Dosan Avim were part of that clientele. Says the Maral Diskin, because they took the Yisurin for themselves, they had the certain office Yisrael. They learned maybe from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ochei Nod HaDavar, maybe we could add. They learned that at the end of the day, it's all about office Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch, the Maral Diskin says that Kodesh Baruch made them, they were part of Kriyas Yamsuf. And they actually had their own Kriyas Yamsuf. They did tshuva. They actually did tshuva, says the Maral Diskin. And it was that Avos Yisrael, it was that beating. I'm a part of Libanei Yisrael. Who's Libanei Yisrael? Rashi is about Bnei Yisrael. No, Lit refers to Dasan Nerviram. Had to get back because of their Avos Yisrael, because they were part of the Shoitrim. They took the beating for Klal Yisrael. They took the beating that no other Jew should get. They no other Jew should get hurt. I thought it was a tremendous vort in the Avos Yisrael. Tasha Rebbe used to say, the Rebbe said it's difficult for a person to have a reliable gouge on their own spiritual levels. This is what he said. This is so beautiful. I find, says the Tasha Rebbe, that the best measure of how I'm doing with my Avodas Hashem is through looking how I'm doing with my Ben Adam Chaveiro. If other people feel good because of me, then I imagine in heaven they do as well. There's a mission in Pirkei Avos as well. If you want to know, the Ruach HaBrios, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Imenu. But it's all about Avos Yisrael, it's all about care, it's all about love, it's all about consistency. And that's what Tu B'Shvat is to be able to see your own fruit And when you can see your own fruit, like the Sasamas of Adachamoicha, love your friend like yourself, but first you have to love yourself, then you can be zochah to love others. And as we said last night, Tu B'Shvat is a 30-day marker on Purim. Lechinos is called Yehudim. The whole essence of Purim, the whole essence of Tu B'Shvat is the essence of seeing good and feeling good and being kind and caring to others, looking for the fruit within yourself. As Dasan and Naviran did, and they were zochah to their own Kriyas Yam, so beautiful Maral Diskin, beautiful Tashi Rebbe, beautiful Sasamas Mumun, to Nina Mithri. Adina number three comes to us for the Rebbe of Shmelko of Nikolsburg, and the Sefer Divrei Shmuel. The Rebbe of Shmelko, I believe his brother was Pinchas Levi, how is the Panim Yofas? End of Shane, the last part of Shane, Hashem Yelachim Lachem Atem Tachrishin. Moshe tells Klai, so stop crying, it's going to be okay. We're not going back to Mitzrayim, and Chodesh Baruch is going to fight for us, and we have to be quiet. Why Davka the word Yud Kei Vavka, we're not Elokim? Says the Rebbe of Shmelko, at the end of the day, we saw the Rebbe of Shem's Rachman for Klai, so we saw Chodesh Baruch's love for Klai, so when right here, Mechemes Hashem Yisparach Besonim Shaisrael, the fight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the enemies, he beglam midas harachem, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, bitoch harachem, Yud Kei Vavke, where we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vavke is the midah of Hashem's name, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful and kind, and Elohim is din, bitoch Shem harachem HaYisrael. Says the Rebbe Shmek, Hashem Yelachem Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the loving father, our kind father, he will be the one who's going to sweeten and be able to bring us the victory. And then we have to be quiet because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. And this is actually what Tu B'Shvat's all about. Says the Sanz Rebbe every year. We like to say this, but Sanz Rebbe, we'll say it again. Every year, we go through the dark months of Tevis, the beginning of Shvat, the months according to the Zohar, brought down by the Megala Mukos. That's been in quote unquote the Esav's months. But we take back part of Shvat, and they start by Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos. We don't go 2 weeks, says the Sanz Rebbe, without a simcha. Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lag Ba'omer, Yom Atzmaus, Shavuos. They're mamish very, very, very big days. They're days of sweetening the din. There's something down deep in the sap of the trees. Not only in the trees, you can't see the fruits on the trees, says B'nai Zoskar. But down deep, within the sap, something's changing. And that's what the Tu B'Shvat is. That the Chodesh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. The Shem Hashem, just of the Shem Hashem of Shvat, says the Zohar Kodesh. Hamar Yimirenu V'Hayahu. Hamar Yimirenu, Hey Yud is out of order. V'Hayahu, but then it's back into order. Vav Hey. Says the Zohar Kodesh. We said this in an earlier share last week. Because the first part, yeah, it's Lister. Then we get to the Rachman, the Chaschas, and that's exactly what the Rebbe Shmuel says. Hashem Yilachem Lachem, the Achem Tachrishim. The Rachman starting, the Rachman starts in the Parsha, the Rachman starts in Tu B'Shvat. You start to feel the Rebbe Shmuel's love and simcha and care for us once again. What a beautiful insight from the Rebbe Shmuel and the Sanz Rebbe and the Zera Kodesh Rebbe. It's a beautiful insight. Moving on to Din number four. Din number four comes to us from Rav Simcha Bunim, also a Talmud of the Chosda, I believe. The Rebbe Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa gives a beautiful insight. And Parak Yud Dalid Pasuk Chaf Hey. So the Mitzrayim are chasing us. Yasser Esa Oifan Markvosav Einagia B'Chvedus. He removed the wheels of their chariots. He led them with heaviness. And Mitzrayim said, "Vayomer Mitzrayim Anusab Mimnei Yisrael. I shall flee before Klai Yisrael, ki Hashem Nelcham Lachem in Mitzrayim." Last pasuk in Shlishi, Hashem is waging war for them against Egypt. What is going on in this pasuk? They thought the whole time that at the end of the day, Chodesh Baruch was only waging war for Klai Yisrael. Now, says the Rebbe Rabbanim, exactly. The whole time in Mitzrayim, the Dams Fardei Akinim Oirov, and all the 10 plagues, they thought it was a Mikra. They said it was a Makash, a Karcha Baderech. That's the end of the Parsha, Malik. Everything's happened since. Harek Eis Hodu Bape Malay, Vamrish Komash, Ober Alem, Hayo Bashkacha Pratis, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lahem Mitzrayim. They saw at Kriyas Yamsuf that everything that happened to Mitzrayim wasn't Mikra. It was the Rabbonu Shalom. Everything was the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And they saw retroactively that everything was the Rabbonu Shalom. And this is exactly what we said last week from Noyman Lemelech. Moshe Varon also is called Moshe Ma'el, Lefnei Paro, Vechasek Hashem Lev Paro, Yud Aleph Yud, said the Rebbe Remelech. Moshe Varon also called Moshe. Moshe Varon didn't do that. Moshe was all the Rabbonu Shalom, says the Noyman Lemelech. Paro still couldn't get it through his head. He actually thought it was Moshe and Aaron doing everything. And because he thought it was Moshe and Aaron doing everything, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart again. And it's our job, says the Noam HaMelech, to be able to see the Rabbonu Shalom, the Amunah B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be tachon on the Rabbonu Shalom, and the good days, and the hard days, and the days that he says, Likutei Shoshana, later on in our Parsha, Parshas B'Shach, and the Yabasha days are the Yamsuf days. The Yamsuf days being the great miracle days, the days where we feel the Rabbonu Shalom, the Yabasha days. The Hayom B'Socha Yabasha, Yabasha B'Socha Yam. Look at it, it's a beautiful fort. It connects very much beautifully over here. But says Ramel Melech, Paro still couldn't get through his head. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart again. And even when they're by Yamsuf, they thought it was until they came to Yamsuf, they thought everything was B'mikra. And then, only then, last pasuk in Shlishi, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lahem Mitzrayim. They thought it was their Rabbonu Shalom. It was Rabbonu Shalom Hashkacha the entire way. What a beautiful insight for us. And this is Mamash Megillah Megillah's Esther. We know the Grah tells us, right, 30 days, we're at 30 days out. Of course, Megillah Mefrei Lo Yotza. The Mishnah tells us that you read the Megillah out of order, you'll Lo Yotza.
Because the whole point of a Jew, the whole point of our essence, the whole point of Megillas Esther is to find the Ribbono Shel Olam behind the scenes. And that's the point of our life as well. To be able to see a HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. If you go out of order, you're not putting the Amunah B'Tochon, you're not putting the appropriate trust and belief and faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. What an incredible insight and chizik for us in Amunah B'Tochon from the Rebbe Rabbonim, from the Noam HaMelech, the Tumah Noam HaMelech, and from the Vilna Gaon, I believe. Moving on to Din number 5. Din number 5 comes to the Mori Naim. I couldn't find it inside, but it's quoted inside. It's quoted in the name of the Rebbe, the Mori Naim of Chernobyl. So after Kriyas Yamsov, Tesvav, Chav Gimel, Vayavo Marasa, Lo Yachal Lishus Mami Mara, Ki Maram Hem, Akin Karshim Mara. They came to a place called Mara. They weren't able to drink the water, and they were bitter, and they called the place Mara. Says the Mori Naim, what's the avoda for us in this pasuk? The Lo Yachal Lishus Mami Mara, because at the end of the day, they weren't able to drink the water. Why? Because they were Ba'atzus, and they were Morishchora, they were besadness. And when a Jew is not besimcha, they cannot learn Chodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, Imayim Torah. So when it says, they are ba'atzas kimarim him. When they were, a Jew is bitter, then of course he can't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because part of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam is it's got to be done besimcha, it's got to be with joy and with happiness. And this is what the Minchas Elazar, it's quoted. It's quoted from the Minchas Elazar, from the Chayz of Lublin. The Chayz told him, it means when you go into other, you have to increase your simcha. But that means you already have simcha ready to build off of. That means in Shvat, says the Chayz, you have to make sure that your simcha is already strong. And that's what Tu B'Shvat is. It's a simcha, it's the excitement for realizing how Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, realizing Kadosh Baruch Hu's deep love for each and every one of us. Tu B'Shvat to see that each one of us have a special fruit. And this is actually what Rabbi Maskus was quoted, Ki Chag Hashem Lanu, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells when they have that whole interesting encounter, says Rav Moshe Shermach, what was he saying? Kichag Hashem Lanu. Paro said, who's going? Who wants to be part of this Judaism thing? Moshe says, no, everyone wants to be part of Yiddishkeit. Ki Yiddishkeit is Kichag Hashem. It's a simcha. It's a vort. Rabbi Maskus said this over Shabbos to Shalom Zocher. It's a simcha to be, it's a shmach to be a yid. And it's not Kim Marim Heim. It's Gevaldik to be a yid. And that's the Minchas Zolaz recorded from the Chayza. Mitchinichnas Adam Arba Simcha. It can't just start at Adar. The Simcha's already got to start already in Tu B'Shvat. Because Nichnas means you already have a flat liner of Simcha. You're just increasing your Simcha. And that's the Avoda that the Moshe, or Moshe Shtermach says, Ki Chag Hashem Lanu. Moshe Ben is telling Parot, it's Geshmak to be a Yid. Ben Arenev is going to lech. Everyone's going to feel the presence of a Yid, what it means to be a Jew. And that's what the Mori Naim says, Ki Marim, hey, we were Ba'atzis. We couldn't feel the Rabbon Shom. We couldn't feel Chodesh Baruch's Torah because we were Ba'atzis. How careful we have to be. Koicha Simcha, especially now in these days, right before an Adar in Shvat. Let's review these five ideas. So we started off with a beautiful idea from the Or LaShamayim and from the Sas Emes, or Meir Atav, Yashuvi, V'yachnu L'fnei Piyachiros. Once we do Tshuva, V'yashuvu, then V'yachnu L'fnei Piyachiros, then we go become a Ben Chorin. And Davka, the Sas Emes tells us, Davka, when you see the Sam, to Machshova, Maisa, Dibur, Machshova, B'mein Enecha, Maisa, B'ayadecha, B'dibur, Toshishem, B'ficha. And how do we have the Schachos in our life? How do we have the Sibs Ram through? Davka through Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us Davka every single day. The Sibs Ram, Davka through learning Torah from coming closer to Rabbanu Shem's Torah. We gave a Tu B'Shvat talk last night all about Torah. Check it out. Number 2, we said from the Maral Diskin and the Tosha Rebbe. The Maral Diskin told us, there's no Jews left in Mitzrayim, says the Targum Yonason. Rashi says, yeah, Lim means Al, about Bnei Yisrael. Paro says, no, says the Targum Yonason. There were two Jews left, the Dustin and Nevi'im who left. Had to get back to the Maral Diskin, had to get back to Klaisro, because we know Parshas Korach, they were there. Says the Maral Diskin, because they're out, they had such a great Avos Yisrael. Because they were the Shochim, they took the beating for Klaisro, Kodesh Baruch helped them come be able to come, have their own Yamsuf, come to Kriyas Yamsuf, and they did Shuva from the meantime over there. And that Tosher Rebbe said, at the end of the day, you want to know how your park card is in Shemaim, look at your Avos Yisrael, look at your Ben Adam L'Chavero, look at your interpersonal relationships, and then you'll know how your park card is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What a beautiful insight of the Maral Diskin, Tosher Rebbe. Third idea, the Rebbe of Shmalka, the last pasuk in Sheni, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, Adatem Tacharishim, Hashem is Yud Kevavke, the Minis Harachem, Kodesh Baruch is going to help us, the merciful Father. And then we'll be okay. All we have to do is stay silent. It's a sweetening of the judgment. They felt the Kodesh Baruch Hu's love. And that's what the Sanzer Rebbe said Tu B'Shvat is all about. Tu B'Shvat, we don't go 2 weeks without a simcha. Tu B'Shvat after Tevis, as the Malamukah says, somehow the Koich of Esav is a control of those of Tevis in the beginning of Shvat. But we take it back from starting Tu B'Shvat. We don't go 2 weeks without a simcha. Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Chodesh Adar and Purim and all the way to Shvat we have a simcha. And that's what the Zera Kodesh says. Hamari Mirenu, yeah, Hey Yud is out of order. Then the name comes back together. And then everything's straight. Then we start to feel Kodesh Baruch Hu's love again. Sweetening the judgment. Things are changing. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to see Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachamim in our own lives and throughout the world in Klai Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem. The fourth idea was said the Rebbe Rabbonim Yudal Chafhei. Pasuk says that Mitzrayim said, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lahem in Mitzrayim. That they saw now a Yamsu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu fought for Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim. What? Yes, they thought everything in Mitzrayim was a mikra, like a malik. They thought everything that happened over there was all happenstance. Only once they get to Yamsuf, they said, oh, the Rabbon Shem really loves Klai Yisrael so much. And Noam HaMelech said, the power made the same mistake, Yud-Alf. They said, Moshe and Aaron did all these things. No, it wasn't Moshe and Aaron, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it the whole time. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says, it's a lesson in Emunah. HaKorim Es Megillah, Lo Mefray, Lo Yotze. You say Megillah outside, you do it out of order, you're not Yotze. Because the Jew's job is to see the Rabbon Shem, Emunah B'tochem, the Koicha B'tochem, Emunah B'tochem. Or B'yuf Linsa, the Rabbonim, the Noam HaMelech, the Vilna Gaon, finally, the fifth and final idea, the Morinayim, the Michal Salazar. And Rav Moshe Sturmbach. The Morinayim says, "Ki mablo yochel lashiv mayim." They weren't able to drink the water. What's mayim? Mayim elatori. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us they were. Why weren't they able to feel Torah? Because they were marshchayra. Because they were marim. Because they were bitter. They were sad. And that's what the Minchas Lozer told us. With the Chayzer Limi Shenech Nuzal Der Marim Besimcha. You can't just start in other Besimcha. In Shvat, you already have to start. You have to start being geshmak to be a yid. You have to feel simcha in your life. And that's what Kichag Hashem Lanu. And that's what's quoted from Rav Moshe Sturmbach. That's what Moshe Benu told Paro. To shmak to be yid, you have to have that simcha in our simcha abode of Avodas Hashem. It's super crucial, super critical. We should be zochah Hashem to take these ideas, tshuva and Torah, dafka living Torah and learning Torah, being on fire in Torah, shovim and gematria shas, to be able to zochah in Avos Yisrael, to be zochah to sweeten everything, to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love, to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu, yukad vavkiv, to feel now Tu B'Shvat things are changing, Bez Hashem, the koch emun and koch betachon and koch esimcha Bez Hashem shkach.